On Wednesday's front page, Pakistan's military spy agency has arrested CIA informants who pitched in before the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. In China, lead poisoning from factories that make batteries. Local Chinese governments ignored environmental violations or tried to cover them up. And if you're confused by the jumble of SPF numbers, help is on the way. The FDA unveiled new rules for sunscreens. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Pakistan's military spy agency has arrested informants who fed information to the CIA before the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Among them is a Pakistani army major who copied down license plate numbers on cars at bin Laden's compound. The arrests are another sign that the U.S. and Pakistan aren't getting along well. Last week, the Senate Intelligence Committee asked Deputy CIA Director Michael Morell to rate Pakistan's cooperation on counterterrorism operations. On a scale of 1 to 10, he told the closed-door briefing, 3. When it comes to foreign policy, the Republican candidates are sounding less hawkish and more nuanced. The shifts were clear during the Republican presidential debate on Monday. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney said he'd support bringing American forces home from Afghanistan as fast as commanders felt warranted. Representative Michelle Bachmann took issue with U.S. involvement in Libya. When it comes to other issues, Times reporter Jim Rutenberg has this analysis of the debate.
Let's keep it in perspective. It's June, but it was the first time that Mitt Romney was there, and he kind of raised the whole event, I think, and I thought it was a great night for him. I mean, I thought he would was right on message.
He didn't create the recession, but he made it worse and longer.
His message is the economy is not getting better fast enough, so the kind of timing is right for him. Give him time. Give all of them time. It's going to be now a really hard 7 months.
Times reporter Jim Rutenberg. Also on Wednesday's front page, lead poisoning from battery factories in China. There's evidence local governments ignored environmental violations or tried to cover them up. Human Rights Watch says local Chinese officials have reacted to large-scale poisonings by limiting testing and denying proper treatment, among other things. Top Chinese leaders are said to be alarmed. Premier Wen Jiabao reportedly had some harsh words for Environmental Minister Zhao Xinjiang. NASA plans to spend nearly $550 million replenishing pensions for the contractor on the space shuttle. With the shuttle program ending, United States Alliance won't have revenue to keep its pension plan going. Normally, a company with that problem files for bankruptcy, and a federal insurer takes over its pensions. But NASA says it has an obligation to fund the contractor's pensions. Now, about those new FDA rules on sunscreens. Starting next year, sunscreens will have to block UVB and UVA rays to claim they provide broad-spectrum protection. UVB rays cause sunburn, UVA rays cause wrinkles. Both cause skin cancer. Under the new rules, only sunscreens with an SPF of 15 or higher can say they help prevent sunburn and reduce the risk of skin cancer. The new rules also ban manufacturers from claiming their products are waterproof or sweatproof. They will be allowed to say, in minutes, how long they're water resistant. Also on Wednesday's front page, the hotel housekeeper who told authorities she was assaulted by French politician Dominique Strauss-Kahn. People who know her say she's a hard worker. She came to the U.S. after she was widowed. She was born in a mud hut in West Africa with no electricity or running water. Her brothers there are worried and confused about what's happening. Strauss-Kahn's lawyers say they have information that could undermine her credibility. Inside Wednesday's Times, an about-face from the Interior Department. It now says it will consider allowing Indian tribes to build casinos far from their reservations. That could mean new gambling resorts close to major cities, including New York. The Bush administration had said tribes couldn't open casinos that were beyond commuting distance from their reservations. It turned down at least 22 applications, including one from the St. Regis Mohawk tribe. It wanted to build a casino 350 miles from its reservation and 90 miles from New York City. India is spending $1 billion on a cleanup of the sacred but filthy Ganges. A third of India's 1.2 billion people live along the 1,500-mile-long river. Millions more visit for ritual baths. It's been polluted with untreated sewage and industrial waste. That has some Indians worried. A religious leader went on a hunger strike some weeks ago to protest the effects of illegal mining on the river. He died on Tuesday. The money for the cleanup is coming from the World Bank. Iraqi militants are stepping up their attacks. Six gunmen and suicide bombers dressed in police uniforms attacked a provincial council's offices in northeastern Iraq. As real police officers rushed in, another team of militants attacked a checkpoint. One set off a suicide vest while the others opened fire on guards and civilians. Four civilians and three police officers were killed, along with five of the attackers. In Wednesday's arts section, theater critic Ben Brantley pays a return visit to a retooled show. Of course, he's talking about Spider-Man on Broadway. He says the aerial acrobatics remain. Arachne has had a character overhaul. The geek chorus is gone. The plot's been simplified. And the Green Goblin is still a scene stealer. It's been 37 years since high-wire artist Philippe Petit walked between the towers of the World Trade Center. For his next act, he's putting the tightrope away and doing a one-person show in a theater on the Lower East Side. He has the material. He's also a juggler, magician, pickpocket, bullfighter, and motivational author. He and producer Kathy O'Donnell are hoping to go on to Broadway. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.